Okay. Yeah, so I'm going to try again with my phone to do the recording for this, because I think it worked okay. We're going to put it by Carl. So. If that helps. I did write an agenda. My agenda primarily comes from my sense of frustration. I wrote, so I started with state of play, where are we up to? And so to that end, I grabbed this development program that we wrote, last touched actually 4 months ago, third of a year ago, the end of December, I think, or no, November or something. No, what is it? Yeah, December. And, you know, we haven't done anything. Really. I mean, we've done lots of thinking and talking, some thinking and talking. Yeah, it's frustrating. And then we look at these sub-projects and we really, I don't know. So I guess what I'd like to do is again try and set out a program of what we'd like to achieve. And I don't think we can do it right now this morning, but over the next week I'd like to set some time scales again for trying to achieve something. Otherwise it's just frustrating. I find it very frustrating when these things are just open-ended and will take forever. And I know I'm quite involved in the field ML thing, and it's one of these things that's taking forever. That's what frustrates me. I'd like to know that, okay, it's going to be done 3 months, 6 months, or a year, but I want to know which one of those it is.
We're not really dependent on field ML.
No, no, that's true. That's just the part of it that I'm working on. We're dependent on some implementation of one element storage. We have to use something. We either implement something else, again, or we use the MGUI or CM.
I thought we were close to having decided that we would use the MGUI as a starting point in the interim and build a distributed memory.
That seems logical to me, although I think someone needs to really try that before we can say that it's a good idea. Seems reasonable.
So what we are dependent on is someone who can do
some work. Yep. And yeah, the last I heard with our job description is that it's been leveled.
That was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. I went to print it out and I thought I should go and chase Maria, but I didn't. I can go ask her now.
And then we've been waiting.
I think though I'm quite concerned that even if that person turned up, would we be able to tell them specifically enough what to do? They could do it. And that's where I'd like to see something laid out. That, you know, let's make a presumption that we had someone in for the 6 weeks. What exactly we're going to tell them to do? And I think we should write that out. Maybe if I can start doing that, but just like some help to write what we're going to tell them. Do we know enough? If we don't, it will come clear. I know you're getting my frustration. People are looking at me.
I think before the FieldML discussion began, I thought we went through the scoping exercise as to what, you know, I mean, we've got documents on the wiki to say what is the grand universe of things that we want to try and do,
yeah,
and then what is the subset of those.
Yeah, but I'm looking at the subset. We haven't done any of it.
No, we haven't done any of it, but doesn't that actually give us a good starting point to actually start to map out what the time frames on that subset of things should be?
Okay.
And isn't that a good starting point to actually tell someone... To direct someone? Think about it.
things we've already been
through. Yeah.
Okay, I printed it out. I think that's fine. Okay.
And we all did agree that that was a good set of...
So what is the subset? We go through that.
I think if we get someone in, we can tell them and get them things to do.
No, I'm not proposing that. That wasn't what I was saying.
Like you're saying, there's still a 6-week lead time minimum before we actually get anyone.
Yeah.
And we should put time in now saying, what should we tell that person to do when they arrive?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
And I think this is a good starting point.
Yeah, okay.
And we have been through it and we've agreed on that it was a reasonable subset that potentially is achievable in a year or 2 years. Well, whether you want to go the next step and actually put time frames on each of these individual things, I'm not sure.
For achieving it rather than...
Yeah, I was trying to expand it out a little bit, I guess. And so, we should think a little bit about our expectations of time frame so that we can hand it over to someone.
Yeah.
Even knowing that we don't know, have to double everything.
Somewhere we had a list of trials that needed to be done.
Yeah, so this thing...
What are we still waiting on those?
I'm lost with that document.
And just, I mean, sorry, going back to this, do we think this is a small enough achievable set of things still, or is it still a bit too open-ended? Okay, I'd forgotten the field ML API and implementation is on the bottom of this, and that seems to have taken up a good deal of discussion, and it still comes. You know, is that, should we actually be readdressing this list and even carving it down further, is the question.
Yeah, well, that's, I guess, what I was after, and some blocks of that, and some time scales of that, because,
you're asking which of that should we do first, and when can we reasonably hope to achieve that by?
And even what does that mean? Doing something on this. I mean, I went to write the agenda and I said, there's nothing to talk about from 2 weeks ago, and with that, we haven't talked about much new for quite a few months.
Sure, it's iterating on real points related to field ML.
Which is good. I mean, it's at least we're finally having field ML meetings. Well, I have those.
A field ML meeting.
But I have been having those separately, and then we just iterate the same things here again. I mean, either they're separate or they're not. Yeah.
I mean, it seems like there are a couple of things that we need to do before we do anything else. One is to make sure we can solve a system of equations in a distributed way.
Yeah.
So, independent of how that information gets there, once we have our solution matrix, can we generate results? And do we know how to use MPI to do that?
Yeah. So I was going to put my hand up there and say pretty much exactly the same thing. If you wanted me to prioritise this list under framework, that would be the first thing.
So not assembly, but solving.
Yeah.
Because really? We haven't done it before.
We've never done it.
But isn't... Okay. I mean, but that should be just using something that...
But it means deciding on what how we do it, what we use to do it. It's almost... I think we have to work backwards in that sense. We'll say, okay, assuming we have some solution matrices that are distributed, can we solve them? And then we say, okay, assuming we have some geometric and field data, can we generate our solution matrices so they are distributed?
Okay.
And then how do we get how do we read in that geometric and field data? And then that's where field ML and whatever else comes in. And then there's decision, I guess, because what you want to be most efficient is the solution of your equations. And then next most efficient to be the assembly of those equations. And so you want the data structure that you need at that end to be driving what you what you feed in on the topic.
Sure. I'm not sure that the salt was necessarily the biggest chunk, but
it may be a very small part of the problem, but it seems to me that's the one, in my opinion, that's the one to tackle first. I think you could argue maybe as effectively to tackle the assembly.
But that has been done before to a limited degree, not pure MPI, that's for sure.
Sure.
But,
sure.
Yeah, I see them both being very important.
But we're probably hamstrung that no one knows anything about coding MPI. Because it stops progress on either of those things.
I mean, I know Travis was starting to poke around there for a little while. Did he know how far?
He got to the point where he got frustrated. One, that the tools that he was used to using in Los Alamos were actually Los Alamos derivative versions of the things that you could actually download. So he couldn't get at the versions he was used to using, and they didn't have key features that he liked, which enabled them to work well in non-regular grids. And then secondly, he just, he invented a day or two here, and he felt that was all he could appropriate, and he went, I need to be doing this more time, or I'm not doing it.
So the lack of MPI experience certainly is a...
And we've made it pretty strongly that that's the primary requirement for someone that would like to employ.
In a division.
It's been levelled, I believe.
It
might have come back from the leveller, I'm not sure. That's the last time I was aware of something, wasn't it? And that was a couple of weeks ago. It must be somewhere through the process. Okay. Maybe that's what I want to do then, is try and tease this out a bit more and expand it. I just feel like we can go on like we are in it for another 4 months. And sure, it'll make a big difference when someone comes along, but I'm not sure that we can leave it that to be the solution. I think we have to be a bit more proactive than that.
I wonder if one of the problems is that we're wanting to get everything right before we start.
I don't. I want to start.
We're talking like we do, and planning like we do, because we're getting perhaps too involved in the small detail, rather than getting something up and running, version 0.1, and going through two or three iterations, even on code design and data structure design, before we settle on what's needed. And again, it's dependent on someone being available to do some coding and work to do that. But I don't think we need to think that our first version should be our final product as far as we're concerned.
I agree entirely.
If we got a quick and dirty program up and running that essentially did bare bones of this, and then we have something to think from and refer to when actually obtaining what we really want.
Yeah, no, I agree that that's very important, my philosophy about it. You have to be careful that you don't prevent yourself from doing things later on. Well, make it too hard to go and fix it. But so you have the other things in mind, but you don't account for them, I agree.
Yeah.
Like we keep talking about Blue Gene or whatever. We'll let that solve its own problem then. Although, as Travis pointed out, that it seems to me that it's not that hard to port things that are based on API.
But even the modular code structure that we don't work so hard at getting that right before we get started, it's got to be a bit of a mix of top down and bottom up.
Yep,
no,
I think that's
not talking in general. So what are options for coding then, given that we won't have someone employed to do that for a minimum of 6 weeks, probably longer?
I mean, unless someone's doing the work, we're not making any progress. But at least I think we can do some work still fleshing this thing out with the anticipation that we will have something to do. So it's the best I can do.
So essentially we are waiting to employ someone. That's why we're 4 or 6 months on the track.
Done that. I think we have learned something in that time, so I'm not sure what. Cool, so I will try and write some more stuff to that project there and see if we can expand it out of it. And maybe even start a separate thing, which is like the first task that we're going to ask the person to do and see if we can be specific. That will vent some of my frustration.
I thought I remembered seeing on a list somewhere that we would take what Andre had done with the GUI interface and to redo that in the MPI just directly as a test run of that possibility. Did that actually get written down, or is it something that we could do in the meantime without too much effort?
Is that the taking team going and they doing the LML by the relationships?
No. Andre, you've written a little program that called static compile.
And it was based on the CMGUI data structure, and you got it working relatively quickly in comparison to CMGUI.
Program could be rewritten as an MPI program.
So do the assembly or the solid or both?
Maybe both or
eventually both, I guess. See what the issues are.
But I assume it's a pretty small program and someone might get an idea of how MPI works by doing it.
I advocated some of that, although I think we did talk, we were more specific in saying we were going to MPI the calculation of the CellML side of things, the implementation. And then it was said that was probably not the right place to start for the reasons that we've just written here, which is that with the priority is the solving and assembly, not whether we can do MPI with CellML, because that should be quite doable. But I think you're right. I think that would be a great place to start because it does generate a solution. We can expand it out. And it is working today.
Another option is an LGPL library called LibMesh, which basically a file development framework and it uses in the back end. It provides functions for generating basic meshes and writing different file formats and having certain element types and to deal with the problem and pass the function for the function or something like that. And so it's a more expensive framework than what we have with what Andre current moment, but it's sort of quite different to being good. But at the top level, it seems to all make sense for the top level of the official program that solves the fusion equation. But it will seem consistent with what we were thinking at the top level. And with that, we've got something that more or less goes straight away. It's an example of existing finding on the program wants to do. Looks like a good place to deal with how MPI can be used in tying up with that problem, because that seemed to be what was holding us up, was our disagreement in terms of how to use MPI for such problems. Initially we thought, well, if you write an interface in the right way, then you can use that either on serial or MPI and write the sort of what's behind the interface for the platform later. But we seem to have some disagreements over how generic that interface can be and whether everything needs to be divided up into lots of separate problems. And this seems a good framework for starting to understand and experiment with MPI.
Okay, but he's there now. So, but using Petsky like that, it hides us from using MPI. Oh.
Maybe I'm using the wrong words, but I think the important thing is that it's in parallel, not that we use MPI. If we have something better to use than MPI, then that's okay, as long as it's built on top of an important interface, which is MPI.
Sure. I was led to believe the reason that we kind of gone sour on Petsky was because it wasn't going to work well in a non-regular scheme.
It'll be interesting to look more at the mesh because it's not regular in any way that it includes Petsky. Maybe it has an explicit API coming as well. It seems to be fairly actively developed program with quite a few users looking at the main one.
That would be a good way of evaluating whether it's the route you want to go down to use resolution.
To look at manual things.
Why not to try a program on it?
Yeah. Our GPL is friendly enough, but we could, if we disagree with the the best developers want to do, then you can talk to them. But there's something to look back from how the books that are, but you don't know until you don't even try to change it to what you want to do.
Sure.
So it's not just the meshing program, actually, that's, there are examples of
it provides things for refinements based on it's very confusing.
Okay. Thanks, Carl. I'll write something around both those two little things, because we can almost look at both of them, although I think just, maybe it's worth, I don't know, I'll write something down and we can still talk about it next week. We'll talk about it in a minute. Okay, does anyone have anything else they want to say? Okay, I'll go and cancel the read. See where this thing's up to. I'll let you know. Okay, thank you.